Blog Talk Radio.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip Korean ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway.
The rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxi, the daffodil to entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's.
When a Broadway baby said goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies didn't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Lullaby of Broadway.
Then began to go to town, and everything grew hazy.
You rock by your baby round to Ellington and Basie.
When a Broadway baby said goodnight, early in the morning.
Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn.
Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way.
Sleep tight, baby.
Baby.
Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. But listen to the lullaby.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community, that's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild, your nature and passion on Mondays. Dig into the Twisted Thoughts and Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Join us early in the morning Wednesday for Keeping It Brief, then come back later that evening as we turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction. Thursdays are split between Inner Craft or Solid Art with Richard and Laurent, and Double Helix with Ephesiana and Dan. Friday is Fill My Eyes with Urban Poetry. Saturday, split between Gray Eyes and Dan Howling at the Moon from the Northern Climes and Exploring Exphrasia with Captain B2. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30, Tuesday through Saturday mornings. Come take a walk on the wild side Tuesdays. Sit in with Ephesiana Babbler as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. On Thursday, break on through with Pam on Friday, and sit in with Dex and Pam as they give you Once Upon a Time. On Saturdays and every other Sunday, join Arcana as he goes delving into the darkness. Check out the contest of prompts for all of our shows, call into your poems, and hang for the fun. Good evening, Jean.
Hello, Rex, and how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm all right. What's up?
Oh, you know, not too much. Not too much. You know, I mean, it looks like we're going to have a good show tonight, but I hate the fact that we're always running tribute shows at this point. Everybody needs to slow down. Nobody's allowed to sign out without a written note from us. How do you like that? I think we should put that in. Yep, absolutely. And just, Rex, just so you know, we have Pam joining us as well. So, hey, Pam, welcome aboard. It's good to have you.
Hi, Dean. Hi, Rex. Good to be here.
Hey.
Very cool. Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, it's Sunday, man. It's Sunday. It's that day again. And so what are you going to tell us about Tony Bennett?
Well, I got a couple of things. Let's see. He was at the end of World War II. He joined the infantry and did the tour of duty in the European theater. Out of the war, he signed with Columbia Records, and his first number one song, "Because of You," hit the charts in 1951. His signature song, recorded in 1962, was, as everyone knows, "Left My Heart in San Francisco." He's had 20 Grammys, a Lifetime Achievement Award, 2 Primetime Emmys. He sold over 50 million records. And even though he started with a kind of a traditional pop singer, after a few years, he honed himself as to jazz singing, and he also became a jazz master. So, let's see what else we got. He hit it really big in the 50s and 60s, worked with a ton of people, Frank Sinatra and the bunch. He had a comeback in the 80s and 90s with Gold Records and Views on MTV. And then going into the new century, he started hitting it big with this roster, a good roster of what we got tonight, with the likes of Katie Lang, Lady Gaga, Sheryl Crow, Amy Winehouse, and such. I also dropped in a little Elton John one with him, plus Natalie Cole and Barbara Streisand. So he's been doing duets with some big people, and he even did it back in the day with Judy Garland. So I figured the duets would be a nice touch, so I went with all the ladies except for that one with Elton John, which was a nice fit. So I thought that would be a good touch with the, because it would hit more today with him doing all those duets, especially with the ones he did the last 15 years or so with Gaga, Winehouse, and such.
Absolutely. Pretty amazing, isn't it? He had a long career.
Yeah, considering his first hit was in 51, he's been doing this for 72 years since he just passed a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Yeah. It's amazing. Really amazing. It's really something how many different duets he's done with so many different people. You know, there's not. I don't think there's very many that can actually say that. I guess they haven't really, you know, been out there, you know, doing that kind of a thing. And I think it's pretty cool for him. Absolutely.
And the crossover. I mean, you've got Natalie Cole, Amy Winehouse, Lady Gaga, Katie Lang. I mean.
Yeah.
He dipped into a lot of worlds and had some fun while he was doing it.
Yep. Absolutely. Very neat. very accomplished person. So, yeah. So I don't know, Rex. I don't know. I mean, I know who Tony Bennett is. I know I've heard him throughout the years. But.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody's heard "I Left My Heart in San Francisco." That's going back to 62. So that's been rolling around for 60 years. And even though this is one celebration, so because of the passing, next week is another one. We've got Randy Meisner from the bass player from the founding of the Eagles next week. So we keep dipping into these passings. I mean, it seems to be a lot. God, we've done quite a few this year.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? Every time I turn around, there's something else. But, kind of hard to do one and not the other. Yes, exactly. Exactly. But, you know, people that we've known for years and years, you know, pretty amazing. But what are you going to do, man? What are you going to do?
Yes.
My goodness.
We're all born to live, and we live to die.
Isn't that the truth? It's kind of a almost a bum deal, but that's what it is. That is what it is. So, you just let me know when you're ready to get started.
Well,
and Pam, what do you know about Tony Bennett? I'm going to ask her because she always has a little something to toss out there.
I know no more and no less than Rex knows. I think he covered it pretty well. So,
I know. I left my heart in San Francisco, came out the year I was born. See?
Oh, wow, there you go. There you go. I am. Yeah, I've heard Tony Bennett like you, Gene. Never was really a huge fan, but I definitely have to acknowledge the importance of and the impact he's had on music throughout the decades. So
that's really what it is.
Yep. I wanted to make sure to be here to celebrate his influence and his music and his life.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah. Even the Dingbats tried to cancel out that song with, Baby, It's Cold Outside, the one he did with Lady Gaga. Oh, it's predatory. It's predatory. Oh, go blow it out your ass.
It's so ridiculous. Just ridiculous. You know, people just make things. They make mountains out of molehills anymore. So that's what I'm going to say about that. Because you don't want me on a soapbox, that's for sure. That's never a good place for me. I get there once in a while, though. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But, it's just funny that, you know, we hear things throughout our lives, you know, like I was never a big fan, but, and, you know, my mother, you know, you'd hear things, you would hear songs, you would hear names, and it's funny how that all, it's just things we are familiar with, and I think that's what's kind of neat, so.
Yeah, Tony's out of that generation of Frank Sinatra, Engelbert Humperdinck, and all that crowd that our parents listened to.
Absolutely.
Dean Martin, mm-hmm. Sammy Davis.
Yeah, he got the Rat Pack. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. It's funny because, like, you know, on Facebook, I'll get things from The Voice. And it's so funny because they have Tom Jones judging it. And I look at him and I say, boy, he looks awful different than when my mother used to swoon over him, you know.
Tom Jones came on TV. My mother was at it too.
Yep. I mean, absolutely. But I look at him now and he's got gray hair, gray beard, gray mustache. I said, damn. You know.
Oh, God, he's got to be, you're going back to the 60s, he's got to be 80, 85.
Something like that, I'm sure, but it's kind of amazing. You know, it's like, wow. You know, because you don't think about these people aging because you don't see them all the time. You hear them. They never age there, you know what I'm saying? He's 83.
No, a lot of them hit that the back end where they were doing Vegas shows for most of the year, which still kept them in the limelight.
Right.
But it turned back the clock a bit. You go back, you see a new show, and the next night, hey, you've got Tom Jones, you've got Sinatra, you've got Elvis or whatever, which turns back the clock a bit.
Right. Absolutely. But, you know, you do. You don't – to me, people don't age. I mean, if you don't see them, you know, you don't think about them aging. You know, you hear a song from way back when or whenever, and they never age. You know, it doesn't happen because the recordings, you know. And then all of a sudden they say, oh, so-and-so passed, and he was 104. Sheesh, when did that happen? You know, the blink of an eye. Kind of amazing.
Yes. We weren't paying attention, and they aged.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, Tom Jones is 83 years old. I just thought I'd share that with you because
yeah.
I look.
Okay.
But,
I figured right around there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right.
He was big all through the 60s and into the 70s. Always a Tom Jones special on television.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. All right. Then, I guess we ought to kick it off with one or another of tonight's tune.
Okay, well, this one is The Girl I Love. So let me put this up, and this is Tony Bennett and Sheryl Crow. So here goes.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him.
He'll look at him and smile, he'll understand, and in a little while he'll take her hand. And though it seems absurd,
I know we both won't say a word.
Maybe you will meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not.
Still I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day.
You'll build a little home just meant for two,
from which I'm never wrong. Who would you?
And so all else above, she's waiting for the man she
Absolutely. And Pam, I'm going to ask you to kick us off. The first piece up is Someday We'll Be Together by Jesna Sajjan. So if you would be so kind.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. Someday we'll be together in love. The one I love will stay. I hope to receive the same way the one who loves me will stay. When will you come this side? I'll do my best to make it work. I will learn from you what works for us. So to make our love stay together for days, I'll lock you in my arms without you knowing my love. I will love you till the end, as long as you will stay. I will look for you what you love. We'll know that our hearts are made to be together someday. You'll get to know when I take your hand, we'll swing and sway to the sky. One to two and up to you, sway you to my embrace. It seems so real, the love for you. Will you love me in return? But if love is maybe if love is true, my words and voice will reach to you in flaming. Our hearts together in blue and red, as our veins sing and flow to our embrace and kiss. My home is ready without you for now, but that will all come true when you come inside to stay forever, be mine. It will be our heavenly space. Your smile is mine. Your tears are mine. Whatever be yours and mine, we'll share it all. When you come my way, I'll make you be mine. Maybe if love is true, your voice will come to my ears. The one I love and home.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, why don't you kick us off?
You know, I thought this was a nicely penned piece by Jesna. A good take on the prompt. And I'm trying to think of which one of these stanzas I really wanted to take. But I'll go with the last one. My home is ready without you for now. But that will all come true when you come inside to stay forever and be mine. It will be our heavenly space. Your smile is mine. Your tears are mine. Whatever be yours and mine, we'll share it all. When you come my way, I'll make you be mine. Maybe if love is true, your voice will come to my ears, the one I love. I thought that was just a really nicely stated stanza there. And it kind of, you know, pulls it together in the end. When you're ready and you're here, you know, things will be good. You know, I thought it was nice. You know, I like the first one as well, but you know, I don't want to read the whole thing and put it all in my comment. So nice work, Jesna. And it's kind of hard. I thought it was a nice addition to the show tonight. So nice work, and thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Nice. Thank you, Jean. All right, Pam, you got to read it. What about you?
Yes, I thought this was a beautiful and heartfelt write. I like that the main message is the idea of wanting that kind of love that creates support and balance in the relationship for both people and being willing to wait for it. You know, as Jean was pointing out, you know, this person's ready, but the other person isn't. And I like how, you know, it just really, you know, speaks on that whole idea of being patient for love. And having that hope that it will eventually happen and it'll eventually come true and it'll be the right thing for both people. I do really like, you'll get to know when I take your hand, we'll swing and sway to the skies, one to two and up to you, sway you to my embrace. It seems so real, the love for you. Will you love me in return? You know, wonderful lines and very well done.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to go hit on the idea of magic because Jesna double dipped. If you look at the title, Someday We'll Be Together. There's that note to the Supremes right there. And she keeps that note going through, someday. This isn't about now. It's about the future. The hopefulness of her voice to begin with, what she's looking forward to. Because she keeps sitting on that. Starts up with Someday We'll Be Together. And that first stanza, we will know that our hearts are made to be together someday. But she keeps that thought going through this without acknowledging that it isn't here yet. I'm patiently waiting for that day to come and materialize. So, and not to mention offering how it'll all work out as well. So, nicely done, Jasmine. Thank you very much.
Nice. Very nice. Okay, and the next one I have for that song is by Betty Page, and it's called Waiting for the Guy I Love. And I have an audio for this. Woohoo, go Betty. Can I hear Betty?
The guy I love. I'm waiting for the guy I love. to this great muse of mine, which is a secret. One day he'll come back home, the guy I love. His smile, such a sweet song, the guy I love. Now soon he comes my way, I'll make sure he is here to stay. I'll look at him and smile, he'll understand. Yes, in a little while he'll take my hand. Although it seems absurd, we'll keep silent, we'll say no words. Hope that I'll meet him some Sunday, someday, Sunday. Maybe today, maybe not. Oh, I'm sure I'll meet him one day. Maybe today will be my lucky day. We'll build a tiny home made just for two, in which we won't ever roam. No way, we're two. So now, my friend, yes, I'm waiting for the guy I love. One day he'll come back home, the guy I love. His smile, such a sweet song, the guy I love. He soon comes my way, I'll make sure he is here to stay. Honey, sweetie, we'll build a tiny home made just for two, in which we won't ever roam. No way, we're two. So now, my friend, yes, I'm waiting for the guy I love, the guy I love. End poem.
Great reading, Betty. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. All right, Pam.
This was absolutely beautiful. I swear that had to be one of the most emotional singing that I have ever heard Betty do. Like, you can tell that from her voice that this really came from her heart. Wonderful, you know, spot on song parody with the flow of it. And I really like how she writes about having faith in love, you know, that it's not happening in the moment, but that someday it will happen. I really feel like this is definitely a song that Tony Bennett would appreciate. I really like this all the way through, but especially, we'll build a tiny home made just for two, in which we won't ever roam. No way we're two. So now, my friend, yes, I'm waiting for the guy I love. One day he'll come back home, the guy I love. His smile, such a sweet song, the guy I love. He soon comes my way, I'll make sure he is here to stay. I just like how, you know, it's all about, you know, just faith. It's about faith in love and knowing that and hoping that someday it will happen. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Jean, how about you?
Oh, I love this piece. I thought this was awesome. Whole time she's singing, I was sitting here just smiling like some silly girl. But I think she just did a fabulous, fabulous job with this. I loved listening to her sing, you know, and I just think that it's just a great take on the prompt and wonderfully written. And you know, the song was great. Nice job, Betty. I really enjoyed this one a lot. Yeah, awesome sauce.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I'll double down on that. I think with this one, I got to say, I think Betty has found her genre of expression, because her voice comes across quite well. It fits the motif. And she ought to find some more music that she can draw her voice out with, because this one tops everything she's ever given us in recordings. So
right.
Nicely done, Betty. Do some more like this.
Yeah.
That ought to put a big smile on your face. You're getting a when you can hear yourself and you sound that well.
Honest to God. That was, you know what I love about Betty when she sings these audios is the fact that she everything's a cappella. You know, she has no music in the background. And she just does it right, you know. And I always find that so wonderful. You know, I can't carry a tune in a bucket. I don't care if I'm singing with somebody or anything.
Well, you got to remember, Betty's out in California, so it's not a cappella, it's avocado.
Avocado, there you go. Yeah, I think she just does such a great job.
But no, this definitely tops everything she's ever sent in musically for a SoundCloud. This one obliterates everything else she's ever done.
Honest to God. Yeah, it was really good. Very enjoyable. Okay, let me see now. What is this? Oh, It Had to Be You is the next song with Carrie Underwood.
Of course it did.
And Tony Bennett. Yeah. Honest to God. It had to be you. I'm going to fire it up.
It seems like dreams like I've always had could be, should be making me glad. Why am I blue? It's up to you to explain. I'm thinking maybe, baby, I'll go away. Someday, someway, maybe you'll come and say, it's you that I need. And you'll be pleading in vain. It had to be you. Wandered around, finally found somebody who
could make me be true, could make me be blue,
and even be glad just to be sad. Thinking of you.
Some others I've seen might never be me.
Might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. Your faults, I love you still.
It had to be you, wonderful you.
It had to be you. Others I've seen.
Some others I've seen.
Might never be mean.
Might never be mean. Might never be cross.
Or try to be boss. But they wouldn't do.
For
nobody else.
He's just velvet. He's just smooth.
I chatted to Jack. It had to be you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's another great song. It's funny. Okay, guys. Well, Rex, the next piece I'm going to put up is for you to read. And this is Seeing You Each Day by Matt 29. So whenever you're ready.
Seeing You Each Day by Matt 29. Working alongside you, I barely noticed you. The office busy with many different departments. You working in the canteen and always smiling, never looking as though anything bothered you. Me, in a rush, just stopping by for some lunch, feeling like my mountain of emails is calling me, not ever really seeing your eyes or beauty, just passing by every lunchtime without fail. Then one day you were gone and your smile missing. Asking around, I finally discovered your name, Georgia, the woman who I knew, who I now wanted to know, discovering more about you from colleagues. Learning you were on holiday and would be back soon, I couldn't wait and planned asking you out. We were both shocked and embarrassed. You, too, had barely noticed me amongst the queue. Now, you were taken aback that I had missed you. I detailed how you were my ray of sunshine in a busy day. You were at first hesitant, then pleased to have a date. We started talking, and it was like fireworks going off. My words caught the end of yours, and we fit perfectly. And so on. All right, Pam. You up first.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't know what I'm going to do with all this romance just piling on one on top of the other. Boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is so sweet. And you did a wonderful read, Rex. You know, I like the fact that this is romantic. It's tender and it's heartfelt, but it's mixed with the reality of life. And it's so well written. It makes me wonder if it's possibly about how Matt met his wife. But I like this. I like this because it speaks not only on love and romance and finding that person that's right for you. It speaks on how sometimes life keeps us so busy that we don't even notice who or what is right in front of our face because we're too focused on, you know, all the other things that have to get done and not looking up from our computers and our emails. And then to have this right, whether it's true or not, is very romantic. And the idea of, you know, realizing that someone's gone, and once they're gone, how important they were to you, and then getting that second chance and winning them over. I really liked this all the way through, but especially that end stanza, and especially then one day you were gone and your smile missed and asking around, I finally discovered your name, Georgia, the woman who I now wanted to know, discovering more about you from colleagues. Like I said, just a wonderful piece of reality woven together with romance. So very well done.
Nice, Pam. Thank you. And Jean, how about you?
Well, I think that this was just a beautiful piece by Matt. You know, I love the tale he told throughout, and I thought it was just nicely penned, and I thought he did a great job. And I'm with Pam. You know, then one day you were gone and your smile missing, asking around, I finally discovered your name, Georgia, the woman who I now wanted to know, discovering more about you from colleagues, learning you were on holiday and would be back soon. I wouldn't wait and planned asking you out. You were both shocked and embarrassed. You, too, had barely noticed me amongst the queue. I think that it was just, yeah, it had to be you, you know. I like it. I like it a lot. Well done. Well done.
Excellent. Yeah, it does fit the song quite well because it's sweet and it's endearing and it gives you that slap upside the face when you realize there's something missing. And that missing piece was the lunch lady, even though you wouldn't have known it in the moment. But it was that one noticeable little tick that got his dander up to ask, all right, who is she and where the hell is she? All of a sudden, hey, it walks forward. I thought, nice little play on here, Dan and Matt. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Okay. And the next piece for that is called Stronger Always With You by Jenny the Deep. And I'm going to give that one a read. So let me... Oh, and Kind Poet said, it was a wonderful poem that takes a slice from up from the pie called life. There are many coworkers that I've passed by and for nearly two decades who I barely know. We tend to be self-absorbed, and this poem reminds me that we need to acknowledge the important people in our lives. Nicely said, Kind Poet. Really nice job. Okay, here we go.
Actually, that's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is, as I said, Stronger Always With You by Jenny the Deep. And waited all my life for a man just like you, was on the dark and narrow path, consumed in agony, rotting inside, longing for a love that is true. I dreamt a night away as I cried and waited. Stronger than ironclad is our undying love, survived the perfect storm, holding hands in each other's hearts tightly secured, following that broken stone road, leading me straight to you, where I am now stronger. Always and forever we will be together. Since I laid my brown eyes on you, I knew our hearts were meant to beat as one. Only you can make my world spin. Blessed to have each other forever and always. With you now for 6 years, married and with children, feeling something like never before. A dream fulfilled that should never have been a wild roller coaster ride. I refuse to get off now that I'm with you. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. All right, Pam. Bring it on down.
All right. Well, I have to say, absolutely a beautiful heartfelt write. I think heartfelt's the word I'm going to be using a lot tonight because I think that's what Tony Bennett just brings out of people, and I think that's a wonderful thing. I like that this speaks on wanting a love that's not only true, but creates is strong and makes you feel complete. I really like the rictometer chain that she put this in. It has a nice polished look to it. And all the way through it, there's a lot of stunning lines. But, you know, the end with a wild roller coaster ride, I refuse to get off now that I am with you. So, in other words, it's about, you know, going through the ups and downs. But another part that I really like is that stanza, the second stanza with stronger than ironclad is our undying love, survived the perfect storm, holding hands and each other's hearts tightly secured. And that stands all the way through, but I especially like the reference to surviving the perfect storm because it makes me think of the idea of the conditions, or, you know, good and bad, that push these people towards each other, as if every painful and sad thing that happened in life was a push in the right direction to meet the person who is meant to be your partner and your support. So wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. All right, Jean, you got to read it. What about you?
You know, I thought this was a really nicely done piece, I have to say. And I thought, I kind of liked the kind of close references all throughout. You know, there's one, Broken Road, that's a song, a country song that I know of, that kind of reminded me of one of her lines. Always and Forever is another song. And I feel that she pulled in these different pieces and kind of put it out there. And I thought that was interesting. You know, and, you know, it had to be you. So, yeah, I mean, I thought it was just nicely put together. And, again, the form is good. So, yeah, I don't know. There's just so many little bits that I was trying to, like, pull out of here. But there's just no way. I've got to think a little bit harder than I have time for. You know, it takes me a while. I'm slow. Nice job, Benny.
Well,
I appreciate it.
I'll walk the same way with you, with the tidbits. That first stanza was dark. The second one, the thought of the ironclads, the Monitor and Merrimack. You got to take some cannonballs here and there, a few bumps, bruises, and dents. And then you hit on the idea of the songs, the Broken Road, and that. But and also that what was it? That last stanza had me chuckling. With you now for 6 years. Married and with children, feeling something like never before. Married with children, again, that little note to Stronger Than an Ironclad, because even though Al and Peggy were at each other's throats, married with children, they wouldn't have had it any other way.
Yep.
So a little bit of fun with the pun in the back end of this. So I like that.
Absolutely. Funny. Very funny. I was like looking. I was like, wait, I recognize that name. Wait, I recognize that. But, you know, that's where that happens. Now, the next song I'm going to put up is called Moonglow. And I believe this is Tony Bennett and Katie Lang.
Katie Lang.
There you go. Okay, here we go.
It must have been moonglow, way up in the blue. It must have been moonglow that led me straight to you. I still hear you say, dear one, hold me fast. And I started praying, oh Lord, please make this last. We seem to float right through the air.
Very nice. Okay, well, for a follow-up to that, we have a piece here by Jaskaran, and it's called I Want My Death to Be Celebrated. Oh, Lullaby of Death. I Want My Death to Be Celebrated. So here we go. Here we go. Okay. And I have an audio for this. So let me hit that button.
Then should not mourn rather they should be celebrated. For soul, as you are to heaven, will be taken of self within the world, as all insurance within seconds. I do not anyone had tears on death, but rather in the endless of a son who embrace evil pain. His grateful words will be there from the grass. His soul for handy is a world of suffering. And take a passage of beautiful memories I created with each and every one of them. This is what is called the violet. There are second gardens which are setting with brilliant and beautiful in the evening. And still hanging here with the heavy hands of it. Leaders, where billboard is headed in green red indigo, red in rosy leaves, wearing false and unhappy. The world sharing the 7 days, dark on wind. Drumming is knocking on undisturbed river leaves, and God in front of us, the world is walking. I see peacefully in the movie there. It is arriving, the world after all the time. Just like a bird, flying out of darkness, drifting God's world, the event of death, pioneer gift, or pioneer influence, in the highest sound. Telling the secret of heaven world, we will see you passing by today. A butterfly wakes up in a dream, eyes with a big heart, like a small song for myself.
Wow.
Gregory Jasper, thank you for the soundcloud. It's very much appreciated. And since you wowed, come on down, Gene.
Well, you know, Jasker Rand, I think he writes so beautifully. And this one here, wow, it's no exception, except for, you know, it's these last lines. But, I like this piece from beginning to end. I liked each line. I liked each stanza. I think that it was just beautiful, really. Because, you know, when people think about death, they always think about something dark and something unpleasant and whatever, you know, but I think a lot of times when we think about death, we think about that void that we all suffer when we lose someone. But when you think about it from a personal standpoint, I think you really, there's different ways of looking at that. Where's this one? Bamboo canes knocking on unruffled maple leaves and caught in the scent of flowers where woods are blossoming. I sleep peacefully in the womb of nature. It is the rollicking, golden laughter of the little child. Thus, like a bird flying out of the dark tunnel, drifting clouds above, the advent of death planting a kiss of pine boughs, whispering in a hushed sound, telling me the secrets of silent woods, with misty haze dew casting white shadows. I could read all the way down, like there's only 3 lines left, but I found this to be, like, it just about brought tears to my eyes. I mean, and reading it back saying this is what I like about it definitely made me well up. Just beautifully written. And I think that his author's notes, death should not be mourned. Rather, they should be celebrated for a soul has departed to heaven with this traces of sweat blooming the world absorbed in wistful tone with its fragrance. I don't want anyone to shed tears on my death, but to revel in remembrance of a person who embraced people's pain. His joyful words gave a breather from weariness, and his soul stirring, writing, healed the world of its suffering, and to take a flashback of the beautiful memories I created with each and every one of them. Wow, this is just fabulous. And I'm going to shut up now. I think I've taken up a whole bunch of stuff that Pam might have wanted to say. So, hush, Gene.
Damn. That's got to be the longest comment you've ever made. But you're right. we've had back-to-back weekends with
Jessica Randy's put out two really sparkling efforts the past 2 weeks. So, all right, Pam, what do you think?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I have to agree with Gene that this is definitely one that brings tears to your eyes. Beautiful and brilliant imagery and metaphors. And I like that it speaks on, you know, celebrating life rather than the mourning, and celebrating the fact that, you know, the person is moving on to a new spiritual realm. I really like this first stanza where it says, "And the still unmoving air cools the fevered hands of fate." I like that because it speaks to me on the idea of not over-contemplating what's going to happen with you, but rather living in and appreciating the moment. I also like dust like a bird flying out of a dark tunnel, drifting clouds above, the advent of death, planting a kiss of pine boughs, whispering in a hushed sound, telling me the secrets of silent woods with misty haze dew casting white shadows. I like how this has a spiritual tone to it, and the idea of knowing there is something beautiful and better waiting for us, and the idea that life is beautiful. It should be honored. It should be celebrated. And I think with the imagery and metaphors and the heartfelt lines that Jas Grant offers up, he shows that to us quite clearly. So wonderful write all the way through and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. For me, this kind of hits on that note of faith and spirituality, because he's come to terms with the idea of death, and it holds no fear for him. So on the back end, you kind of look at this as that note to you do what the Irish do. You bring them home, you stand them in the corner, you sit there and celebrate the life and have them cheering along with you. It's nothing quite like an Irish wake. This kind of walks that very same tone of celebration rather than anguish. So nicely done, Jeff. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm coming. I'm getting there. Body and Soul is the next piece. And this is Tony Bennett and Amy Winehouse. So here we go.
Yes, it is.
My heart is sad and lonely, for you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul.
I spend my days in a hunger and wondering why.
I can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you turn away romance. Oh,
are you pretending? Hello?
My life a wreck you're making.
You know I'm yours, but just a chicken.
Ah!
Are you pretending? It looks like the ending. Unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear,
my life's a wreck. You're making it.
You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul.
I gotta ask, did anybody hear a little Billie Holiday mixed in with a bit of Janis Joplin from Amy Winehouse in that one?
Yeah. Very similar vibe.
Uh-oh, did we lose Jean? Eugene.
She's probably on mute.
Nope. I found that we had an audio on something. I thought we had an audio. I found that we had an audio on something coming up. Pam, I'm going to get you to read the piece. With that is called Before the Rain by Blue Right 76. So whenever you're ready, hon.
All right. Waiting for you, my yesterday's dreams, I didn't see them fly away. I couldn't feel the night slip away in your thoughts. The hours lose all else, but the crushing force melancholy gets me. How do I know you are here? How do I know you are mine? I never knew. I just knew that I was made for you. I laid my head down on the bench. The blackboard didn't interest me. I forgot my teacher standing before me. First bench was too public. For the first time in my life, had some weird feelings as I waited to meet you. You were coming for me, but there was a cloud of haze that didn't descend on my senses, something that foretold the chaos on the waves. The battle is on the march. Those bells in my ears never said, he will find his way onto you, but it will not be easy, they never said. Like how I waited for my babies in my womb, something inside me waited for you. Asleep for years, the pages woke up, legible and stubborn. It had found its match. Then I met you 2 days later, and it wasn't your charming smile, wasn't your endearing persona. When all those that met you then could see the man before their eyes, I could see the little boy within, a kind of curious, happy guy, just for the girl and me. End poem.
Great read, Cam. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, come on down.
Wait, let me make sure I'm not on mute. I wouldn't want to owe anybody a dollar. I think that this was a really nice take on the prompt. And I kind of was kind of figuring out where I wanted to draw from. But it's like how I waited for the babies in my room. Something inside me waited for you. Asleep for years, the pages woke up, legible and stubborn. It had found its match. Then I met you 2 days later, and it wasn't your charming smile, wasn't your endearing persona. When all those that met you then could see the man before their eyes, I could see the little boy within, a kind of curious, happy guy, just for the girl and me. And I thought that was really sweet. You know, because body and soul, I mean, you know, yeah, you know, I just think that somehow that it just was so on topic, you know, on the prompt, it was great. It wasn't worded the same. It didn't need to be worded the same. I think it just drew from that same well, and I thought it was a wonderful job. So thank you, Blue Right 76. Wonderful work, and thanks for sharing.
All right. Thank you, Jean. And Pam, you got to read it. What about you?
Oh, this was so beautiful and so sweet. I like how it speaks on the idea of waiting patiently for love and knowing that the person is right for you, because not just because of the way they look or the way they act, but because you can see deep into their soul that there's something special about them. You know, and I like how the end lines speak on the idea of I could see the little boy with them kind of curious, happy eye just for the girl in me. You know, and to me, I think that a couple who will end up having a lot of fun and a lot of smiles together. I also like that, you know, it speaks from the idea that they met as children in school. I laid my head down on the bench. The blackboard didn't interest me. I forgot my teacher standing before me, you know, and just the idea of, you know, forgetting everything around you. But then as it speaks on waiting, like how I waited for my babies in my womb, something inside me waited for you. You know, sometimes it's so important to have patience, because really, like the cliche says, you know, the best things are worth waiting for. So wonderful life and very well done.
Right. Yeah, that first long stanza was the lead into that back end, because you got yesterday's dreams, the crushing force, melancholy grips me, first bench was too public, had some weird feeling, cloud of haze, chaos on the way, battles on the march, those bells in my ears never set. It all hit on those triumph and travail, and then you open up that second stanza, like how I waited for my babies in my womb. Well, nice touch there. I like that. But those last three lines delineate everything in the moment, because you walk in those last three lines. I can see the little boy within, a kind of curious, happy guy, just for the girl and me. That little touch of, hey, you know what? Yeah, there's just that little touch still left with inside that offers up something past the what the world gives and what the world takes. And that's happiness enough. So thank you, Blue Light. That was wonderfully done.
Okay.
All right, Jane. We're back on you.
Okie doke. Well, the next piece that I'm going to play is Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, The Lady is a Tramp. So here goes.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm sorry.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She doesn't like crap games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. And I definitely won't see Sartre with the rest of those girls.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's oak.
I hate California. It's crowded and damp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Sometimes I go to Coney Island.
Oh, the beach is divine.
And I love the Yankees.
Cheetah's just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings. Every line. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love a prize fight.
That isn't a fake.
No fake. And I love to rowboat with you and your wife in Central Parkway.
She goes to the opera and stays wide awake.
Yes, I do. That's why this lady is a tramp.
She likes the green. Grass under her shoes.
What can I lose? Cause I got no dough.
Oh no.
I'm all alone when I
That's why the lady is a tramp. Go! So, hates California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Right on.
And that was Tony Bennett, yeah. Gaga, with an accompaniment of Rex. Nice job, Rex. I like that. Oh, my gosh. Good job.
All right. What we got next?
Well, the piece I'm going to put up now is The Lady is a Tramp by 67. So
yeah.
Whenever you're ready, Rex, I'm going to put that up for you. Yep.
All right. The Lady is a Tramp. By Lawrence, 67. The adventures of Nigel the Fat Cat and his homie, Alfie, in the floating bubble.
Hey, Nigel, what you doing?
Hi, Alfie. I'm going to see the doctor.
What's wrong, Nigel?
Well, I got this dot on my chest here, and it just won't go away.
I don't see no dot. Oh, it's down here now. It moves around. My doctor says it's called a floating bubble.
A floating bubble? Is that bad, Nigel?
I'm not sure, but I think that princess gave it to me the last time we did the hoochie-coochie. I told her quit sleeping around, damn pussy.
Hey, what's that on your chest, Alfie? Is that a floating bubble?
No.
Yes, it is. You've been sleeping with my princess, haven't you?
Feet, don't fail me now.
Come back here, Alfie. I'm going to kick your ass. Don't you run from me.
Yank. Help.
And Tom. All right, dude. You got first laugh.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, I guess it's a great take on the title, The Lady is a Tramp. I mean, you know, nicely done. As always, you know, Lawrence 67 has a good sense of humor and has a way of hitting the topic, no matter which one he chooses, because sometimes it's just the show. And he definitely ran with it. And it definitely suited his style with Nigel and Alfie, for real. So nice work, and thanks for sharing with us, Lawrence. Nice job.
All right, Pam, what you got for Nigel and Alfie? Princess been a bad girl.
All right. Well, first of all, you know I always love Nigel and Alfie and their adventures. And especially when you read it, Rex, and the way you get into the different voices is just, it puts a big smile on my face. So I really appreciate both you and Lawrence. And I just thought this was so much fun. And clever and a great take on the prompt. It actually makes me think of the cartoon from years ago, the movie Lady and the Tramp by Disney, and the little dog that sang that song, you know, The Lady and the Tramp, when they were like locked up in the whatever you call it, pound. But anyway, yeah, so it had that kind of vibe to me. I will be honest, though. I thought the floating bubble, and this might be because I'm just watching too many cop shows.
Yes.
I thought the floating bubble was that red dot when somebody's aiming a rifle. Yeah. I thought somebody was lining up the scope or something. But this was great all the way through. And I do love that ending with the feet don't fail me now. But another favorite part of mine is I'm not sure, but I think that Princess gave it to me last time we did the hoochie coochie. I mean, hoochie coochie is just such a phrase that works so well with this time period. I told her to quit sleeping around, damn hussy. Hey, what's that on your chest, Alfie? Is that a floating bubble? I mean, that's just great humor and very well done.
Absolutely. Oh, yes, the red dot of death. This had me thinking of the stray cat, the stray cat strut. And yeah, you get when you're running the stray cat strut, you're running into the back alley of dirty things that you don't really want, but you end up with anyway.
Yeah.
And hell, you've always got to kick your buddy's ass because he's done gotten into the goods as well. So, Nigel, bury Alfie for now. He's been a bad boy. And Princess, well, you might want to take her into some shots.
My God. Oh, Lord, have
well,
mercy.
It fits the motif, so why not roll with it?
Well, I get it. Okay, so the next song I'm going to play is Barbra Streisand and Tony Bennett singing Smile. So here goes.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fears and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you.
When you light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying.
Gladness
and heart.
God, that's got to go back over 60 years.
Honest to heavens. Honest to heavens. Okay. Well, I'm going to put up the next piece by Jody Melton called Soulful Smile, and I'm going to give this one a read. I hope. And...
Wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I know. Soulful Smile by Jody Melton. In shadows deep with ego's grip, I fight a journey through the darkest of nights. I took an unsure path filled with lessons hard and strong, where tears obscured my sight from seeing what in my life was wrong. Yet in the dark, a spark did gleam, a whisper from within, the voice of love, a hopeful dream to heal the world, the wounds of sin. Through trials, I began to learn, cherish my own heart, embrace flaws and scars that burn, a journey of self-discovery to embark. For self-love blooms a tender flower, I nurtured with every tear. I found within my soul my power, a strength that conquered fear. No longer just a mask of glee, a smile from the surface worn, but from my soul unbound and free, a joyous light was born. The mirror reflects a spirit bright, a love that's deep and pure. Through the darkest hours of my life, I found a love that will endure. Smile, they sing, a toneless rendition, a song of hope, a gift to behold. A smile contains the day of someone with a broken soul. And now I smile from deep within, a beacon in the night. No longer lost, my heart does win through self-love's sacred right. As I navigate my journey, face the pain with love, gratitude, and grace. And when I smile, it won't be feigned. It'll shine from my soul's embrace. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. All right, Mia, what you got?
Oh, this is beautiful and wonderful read there, Jean. I really like how this, you know, the rhyme and the flow is amazing. So is the imagery. I really like how it speaks on finding love, but not just love with another person, but learning to love yourself, as he says, a journey of self-discovery. And for self-love blooms, the tender flower I nurtured with every tear, I found within my soul my power, strength that conquered fear. No longer just a mask of glee, a smile from the surface worn, but from my soul unbound and free, a joyous light was born. I love those lines, but I really like this all the way through and how it speaks on learning to love yourself and finding hope in the future and recognizing that there are gifts to be offered. And those gifts often come from within ourselves. So wonderful lens and very well done.
Nice, Pam. All right, Jean, you got to read it, and I was impressed. You took a long one.
I did. I thought this was... Ooh. You know, I love this piece by Jody Melton, and I think it says a lot all the way through. I was sitting here, I was trying to figure out where I wanted to go stanza-wise, you know, to quote something from here. You know, I love the first stanza, and then it's, yet in the dark a spark did gleam, a whisper from within, the voice of love, a hopeful dream to heal the wounds of sin. Through trials I began to learn, cherish my own heart, embrace flaws and scars that burn, a journey of self-discovery to embark. For self-love bloomed a tender flower. I nurtured with every tear I found within my soul my power. A strength that conquered fear, no longer just a mask of glee, a smile from surface worn, but from my soul unbound and free, a joyous light was born. I have to say, I love those, but then I like the next two as well. So, I mean, this is like a win-win. No matter where I looked, I could find something that I really enjoyed. And I think it was a wonderful take on the prompts because really, you know, when we share a smile, we help someone else, you know, and it makes us feel kind of good too, you know, so it's kind of a really nicely penned piece. And Jody, I think this was excellent. So thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. just
it
really
was.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I like the offset rhyme that ran through this. Kind of added a little touch of a bit more depth to it, a little flavor. And because that first stanza was all kind of a dark note. Shadows deep with ego's grip, I fight a journey through the darkest of the nights. I took an unsure path filled with lessons hard and strong, with tears obscured my sight from seeing what in my life was wrong. There's a dark note and flavor to that, yet offers up the fact, yet in the dark a sparkly gleam, that note to an awakening. And the fact, hey, you can be all that you want to be, as that opening note to where ego grips everything, and hey, it is what it is. But if you open up to the light from within and understand who and what you are and love yourself first, then you've got more to offer as far as that which you can put forth on the other end of the spectrum, so to speak. So, nicely done, Jody. Thank you very much. All right, Jim. Where are we going to go next?
Okay. The next Oh, no, he's singing. He's singing. Here we go. Let me see what I have. And that's true, soul. Sometimes a smile is the only gift a person receives all day. Amen to that. So it doesn't hurt to share. It doesn't cost anything. Okay, the next piece I'm going to put up is called Smile, and that's by Stelina. And I have an audio for this. So give me a second.
Oh, hit that. I like your rival.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. Now I have to find it. So I put it up, but I don't know where I put it. Oh, no. What did I do? Oh, you know what? I'm such a... Never mind. I'm not going to tell you what I am. Rex. So, say something, Rex. Talk for a second or two. Just a second or two.
Smile, even though your heart is breaking.
There
smile.
You go.
No, you're not forsaken. We will see the light one day.
There you go. A little more. A little more.
Starvissimo. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
It's not Tony Bennett. Here we go. I got it now. Here we go. This is by Stelina. So thank you very much for the help. Here we go.
Semi. Chi parlassero di me, chi lo sa se in fondo a te troverai un sorriso per me, anche se c'è da troppo tempo mai il silenzio tra di noi. Io ti penso ancora, sai, se mai, smile, though your heart is aching, so that no one sees beyond the pain of unbearable loss of someone of whom you became so fond. The light they brought into your days has faded, casting you into the dark. Their voice, which seemed as sweet to your ear as that of the song of a lark. Smile, even though it's breaking, echoes in your mind, remnants of words so cherished. Your heart is awash with unshed tears for a special bond that has perished. Smile through your fear and sorrow, for life must go on, we all know. No one really cares about your pain, so you rarely allow it to show. Hide every trace of sadness. Put on a brave face. Walk out into the world with an open wound which bleeds, so weeping relentlessly for that one who empathized with your needs, a kindred amongst all you thought, yet were you so sadly mistaken as turning away, not looking back, stolen fragments of your heart they have taken. Smile, what's the use of crying? For nothing can bring back what is lost. You can wallow each day in cold memories, but at what ultimate cost? They stride away, not able to recognize true affection for them in your eyes. That was truly unconditional, which they now perceive as mere lies. Smile, and maybe tomorrow, smile wide on the outside, holding deep inside your sorrow, until one day you'll awaken once more to a golden dawned tomorrow. Then the fondest memories will once again become so sweet to recall. And again, you can dare to share that smile and give another your all.
Smile though
your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you get by. If you smile through your fears and sorrow, smile and maybe you'll see the sun come shining through for you.
Great read, Selena. Thank you, SoundCloud. It's very much appreciated. And Gene, what do you think? You've been good. You're mutating now?
No, not me. Never. What do you think? I made a money? No. You know, I thought that this was just fabulous by Selena. Just another wonderful audio from her. The beginning. I wish I knew what it said because I have no idea. I'm not going to pretend like I did, but it sounded wonderful when she read it to us. And I keep looking at your smile, though your heart is aching, so that no one sees beyond the pain of unbearable loss. And I think she really captured that essence of the song. She carried that, all through the piece. And I loved how she started to sing at the end with the song itself. I thought that that was really a wonderful touch at the end. So I have to say, it's just incredibly done and a wonderful, wonderful job, Selena. Yes, just a great, just a real, really good reflection of the prompt, I thought. So nicely written and nicely done and nicely shared. I really appreciate that very much. Pretty amazing.
All right, thank you,
Gene.
And Pam?
Oh, this is absolutely brilliant. I love the whole production, the Italian at the beginning, and as Jean was mentioning, the duet at the end was such a wonderful touch, gave it a real polished feel. And I like how she makes the lyrics to the song the starting point for each stanza, and that the words that follow speak on the idea that sometimes we put on that smile as a mask, so that people don't see the pain and sadness that's within there, beneath it. And I really like this all the way through, but especially hide every trace of sadness, put on a brave face, walk out into the world with an open wound which bleeds, soul weeping relentlessly for that one who empathized with your needs, a kindred amongst all you thought you were so sadly mistaken. It's just such heart-wrenching lines on believing that you had found the one who was your kindred spirit, only to be, like, hurt and disappointed. And, you know, I mean, this is just an amazing write and very well done.
Nice. All right. The sorriso up top is smile. So that's probably in Italian, the opening up for the song itself. Now, I did feel like the thought of using part of the song for each stanza. Smile though your heart is aching. Smile even though it's breaking. Hide every trace of sadness. Smile with the use of crying. And smile and maybe tomorrow. Smile though your heart is aching. And then running that at the opening gamut to the each stanza that you pop forth. But I did like the back end of this using Tony's voice to finish out with hers. Was a nice touch offering him that duet, especially since that opening bit in his time was a smile. So, oh, that's Selena. That was something different.
Yeah. Absolutely. Fabulous. Fabulous piece. Okay. Now, Pam, that is going to bring me to you. And this is a piece by Eric Svensson, who did not give us a sound set, believe it or not. And this is called Top of the Brush. So whenever you're ready, Pam.
All right. Can't be in denial, smiles the sundial, blush of red robins concur, kitty cat gives contented purr. Through bleak wintry days, nature smiled inwardly, steadfast days ushered in spring outwardly, bushy flashed mob wild flowers smile bright-eyed, wintry bleakness suddenly tie-dyed. Sensational youth, sunflower bright, eye gleam quick, swallows return in wedged flight, twitters sweet, sweetest hellos, mounts of boisterous sunny halos, silvery lining love enhanced cloudy days, batty glint of intermittent stormy weather waves, homing pigeon return to nest, Caribbean suntan filled with zest, two hearts on cruise control meant for each other, gone are bleak and 3 days, somnolent mother. On top of the world, looking down on creation, sweet sensational embrace of a happy Haitian. Pillow talk lights up the bedroom, horse and carriage, bride and groom. From red to orange to green, heart light, never have smiles, she made it such delight. End poem.
Nice.
Great read, man. Thank you very much. All right, Jean. What you got for us?
I don't. I'm so not ready. I'm so sorry. I should have been, like, right on it, too. Sorry. But
well,
I'll be ready.
Just, well, you look, well, you've got to look at the smile on top of the world. Smiles the sundial, blush of red robins concur, kitty cat gets content to purr, through bleak wintry days, nature smiled inwardly. Steadfast days, ushered in spring outwardly. You hit on that note of, yeah, might go through the cold brush of winter, but spring is coming, and when spring is in the air, love is in the air. So that's kind of the note where he hits on right in the first stanza. And he continues that with the second one. Bushy, flash, mob, wildflowers, bright smile, a smile bright-eyed. Wintry bleakness suddenly tie-dyed. Sensational youth, sunflower bright, eye blink quick, swallows return in wedge flight. Twitter's tweet, sweetest hellos, flounce, a bounce of boisterous sunny halos. Again, that note to a spring and love in the air. And all things are good in nature and in the world. Pam, since you got to read it, what do you think?
Yes. Well, first of all, I was happy that he only used $5 words instead of $10 words. So that was nice. but this poem just absolutely made me smile. You know, it's all about being Twitter-pated, madly, insanely in love, and it doesn't matter your age. This is the kind of love that makes you smile, that makes you dance, that puts a lightness in your step and a light in your eyes. It's just fun and creative imagery and metaphors all the way through. I really did like bushy flash mob, wildflower, smile bright-eyed, wintry bleakness, sunny tie-dyed, sensational you, sunflower bright, eye blink, quick swallows return in wedge flight, Twitter's tweet, sweetest hellos, bounce of boisterous sunny halos. I mean, you know, just that having that bounce in your step that love brings, so wonderful, right, and very well done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eugene, it's back on you.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say, nice. I thought this was a great write by Eric. I thought it was nicely penned and expressed. It seems like each stanza just, he was talking about things that make you smile, things that make you happy, things that can kind of turn your day around. Silver lining love enhanced cloudy days, batty blink of intermittent stormy weather waves, homing pigeon you return to nest, Caribbean sun filled with zest. Two hearts on cruise control meant for each other. Gone are bleak wintry days, somnolence mother. And I think that they really, he really did in each stanza, like, bring a smile to my face with the things that he spoke of. So excellent job, Eric, and thanks so much for sharing. Absolutely. Okay, I'm going to be a little different here. The next piece I'm going to put up is Funny Valentine. And here we go.
You're my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine. You make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little when you open it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change a hair for me, not if you care for me. Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Okay. And Rex, next piece I have for this is Funny Valentine by Liquid Forever. So if you would be so kind.
All right. Funny Valentine by Liquid Mind Forever. How deep the wounds of yesterday, and each note adds another pinch of salt to the promise of forever and always. It's just not the small things, not just the out-of-the-ordinary things, not the postpartum things, or all the anticlimactic things you did after you said forever and always. It's the bow in your lip, the arrows darling, from your liquid pools of chocolate taffy eyes, how you devise, make me realize. It's the no compromise in your smile when you look up from in between Saturday night hangover and Sunday morning caviar, nibble on rye crack jug between Monk and Ellington. It's the tirade of tyrannical hyperbole expounded exponentially to arouse the quixotic sphinx in me and how unresponsive you act when I'm blowing smoke circles around your head. After cracking peanut shells, chewing straws until 3 a.m. while you sleep, snoring to My Funny Valentine, and we use iodine to cauterize our blood knot vow of forever and always. End poem. All right, Pam.
Well, first of all, great read there, Rex. Oh, I like the wordplay in this. And the bite to it and how it speaks on the idea that love and sometimes forever and always isn't what you expect it. I like how she writes beautifully on how, you know, sometimes the spark just goes out of the relationship and one person's trying to blow those smoke rings and the other person's just snoring away and completely oblivious. I really like this all the way through, but I especially like it's the no compromise in your smile when you look up from in between Saturday night hungover and Sunday morning caviar nibbled on a rye crack joke between Monk and Ellington. It's the tirade of tyrannical hyperbole expounded exponentially to arouse the quixotic sphinx in me and how unresponsive you act when I'm blowing smoke circles around your head. And then I did like the phrase of, and we use iodine to cauterize our blood knot vow of forever and always. And, I mean, really quite a strong emotive write on that idea of realizing that a relationship needs to be healed. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Well, thank you, Pam. And Jean?
Well, I think that, I'm not sure what I got, but I'm going to try and get past it. I think Deborah did a fine job. He's laughing at me, Pam. I thought it was
too easy. I kept my mouth shut, but I laughed.
I know. I think that it was well written and expressed. Sometimes no matter how much you want or desire something, it just isn't going to happen. how deep the wounds of yesterday, and each note adds another pinch of salt to the promise of forever and always. It's not just the small things, not just the out-of-the-ordinary things, not the postpartum things or all the anticlimactic things you did after you said forever and always. The way she started this out, I thought was really, really good because it draws you in and it makes you want to read on from there. So, I think that it was just an excellent job by Deborah. And, I'm with Pam. I have to agree that those last lines, the iodine, we use iodine to cauterize our blood knot and vow of forever and always. We just have to kind of fix it, stop the bleed, whatever, however you want to look at that. So nice work, and thanks for sharing with us, Deborah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to go with that for the this a little bit more. Even though she paints one way, she paints another way too. So this kind of hits on the idea of two people comfortable in themselves and delivering those little hot shots here and there, and the cleanup is that cauterizing with the iodine and the blood not bound. Hey, we're forever and always. This is kind of like that Alan Peggy Bundy moment. Hey, you know what? We might be shit to each other. We might be mean, but only we can do that to each other. No one else is allowed.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Job. Now, for the last song, we're going to play Stormy Weather. And let me find that button. Here it is. Okay. And this is Tony Bennett and Natalie Cole. So here it goes.
Heavy-hearted and sad.
Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad.
Rain pouring down,
blinding every hope I had.
This pittering, pattering, beating and splattering drives me
Love.
This misery is just too much for me. Don't know.
Since my gal and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time.
Life is bad, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather.
Just can't get my poor self together. So weary all the time. All the time.
No, since he went away, all the blues walked in and met me.
If she stays away, old rocking chair's gonna get me.
All I do is pray that the Lord above will let me
walk
in the sun.
Keeps raining all the time.
So I'm going
to
This is Thoughts of Love Lost by Pam Ray. Mm-hmm.
They say misery loves company, but I'm not answering the phone because with this heartache, I just want to be left alone. Left alone to cry my tears that are hidden by the rain. The dripping of every drop leaves a constant stain. They say all great things must end, and I can see how that must be. But why did endings have to come for the love between you and me? I thought I'd met my soulmate, but that was a foolish dream. I'm holding pieces of my heart, holding back the urge to scream. I lay my head upon a pillow and find bittersweet visions of you are haunting me in darkest night. Why did we have to be through? Some questions never get answered, one of the saddest facts of life, and all the whys inside my head keep piercing like a knife. I can't help but keep wondering where everything went wrong. I keep trying to forget about you. I keep trying to be strong. I wear a joyful porcelain mask during busy hours of daylight, but with evening's arrival, the pain becomes a blight. Someday I may forget you. I don't know how or when. Perhaps memories of love lost will fade with storms and pen. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. All right, Jean. Bring it all home.
Pam, this was an excellent, excellent take on the prompt. I think you captured the song and really ran with it. It doesn't have to be all about the rain and the storm and everything else. You brought it in the beginning, and you brought it up at the end. And I think that all the rest just rolled well. It was nicely written, nicely rhymed, and really nicely expressed. I think you did a fine job with this. Very different for you. It's different than a lot of people, but I think it's just fabulous. So nice work.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You do realize she's saying that because the last 2 weeks she hasn't been afraid of reading you.
I know. I will have to bring back the fear next week.
Oh,
she read. She read the last two from I think Friday and Sunday, and hey, Jean, are you going to be? Nah, this one's good. And she got through it. She was amazed. Well, I walked this second thought with what you just said. This fits the song perfectly for what it offers up. You offer up the stormy weather, but you dig into a little bit more within that stormy weather. So you just don't just hit on the song itself. You open up a bit more of the underlying motif behind that stormy weather. So it works perfectly with the song itself.
Thank you, and thank you for the inspiration.
That's got to be 2 weeks in a row. Jean didn't have to be scared and wonder, oh, God, what am I in for while I'm reading this?
Well, you know, that Pam, she's such a devilish girl. I never know what to expect from her. But when she said she wanted me to read that because she thought that it fit my voice, it made me very nervous because I wasn't sure what she was setting me up for. But it was a beautiful piece the other night, as is this one. So, excellent job, Pam. I'm
thank
only
you.
I just know. Yes. Absolutely. So.
I've got a couple of leftovers. I'm going to roll them into next Sunday. And with any luck, between what's left over here and what comes with next Sunday, we'll get two weeks out of next week's Randy Meisner and the Eagles. Most of what the offer was the Eagles. So I think that ought to be a good show and a half because I got a couple of we'll have at least three from this, maybe four from this show, plus two from last week. So that'll take up the first hour, and we can roll into the second hour with the Eagle or with Randy Meisner and then get a second show out of that. So I think that'll be perfect, which will make things
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Well,
great show, Jean. Thank you very much. I am
Thank
too.
You. Great job. Absolutely. That should be a good show. Yeah, I like the Eagles, so I could just sit there and listen all night long. You know, I'm pretty good like that. But you never know.
Well, most people don't realize they started out as a country western rock music.
Wow.
That was their forte up front.
Isn't that something? See, I learn something every day. I do. But yeah, so, but excellent show, Rex. Well done. Great prompts. Great poetry. Great comments. Pam, it's always fun. Always, always, always. I'm glad you could join us tonight. And yeah, so I guess that's it. There's no other show tonight after this. Tomorrow, join us 10 p.m. for Louie Wild Dove and the Garden of Enlightenment, followed by After Midnight with Rex and Pam. So hope everyone has a great night and a great week. And thank you very much. Thanks, Rex. Awesome.
Good night again.
Good night.
We'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm.